for washless deep clean. Sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a couple of young housewives talking over the back fence.
Hey, that's a mighty white rock you're hanging out. Are you using one of those new sets I've been hearing about?
Something even better. I'm using deep cleaning Oxidol.
Yes, ladies, deep cleaning Oxidol has got folks talking all over the country. For deep cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left in close by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. Now, here's someone who saw this proved in an amazing demonstration. She's Mrs. Donald Smith of Elmwood, Ohio. And I'd like you to hear in her own words just what she saw at this demonstration. Listen to what Mrs. Smith says.
In this washing demonstration, they use my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with a leading suds just as the manufacturer said to. Then they wash those clothes over again, this time with deep clean Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really cleans it out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading short cut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Smith. And ladies, next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, when you use deep cleaning Oxidol, clothes look white and bright. Feel soft and fluffy. Smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So to get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Ma's learned the truth about the cousins. At last, she's learned how they lied to her, how they took Willie's and Evie's money. And we've been wondering what Ma's going to do about it. Knowing Ma's devotion to the cousins, we also know Ma's devotion to truth. And we watch with regret Ma's sinking heart as she learns the ugly story of the cousins' deceitfulness. What is Ma going to do? Well, right now, it's late in the afternoon of that same unhappy day. Cousin Ed is alone in the lumberyard office, blissfully unaware of events. But...
Be that you, Cousin Ma? Or be that you, Son Sylvester?
No, Cousin Ed, it's me.
Huh? Why, it's good old Cousin Will. Hello, Cousin Will. Hey, Suffering Cadbury, I ain't seen you in a week or Sunday. My goodness, all dressed up.
Yeah, I was out seeing about some jobs. Where's my cousin, Ed? I thought she'd be here.
Oh, you ain't seen hide nor hair of good old cousin Ma practically all day. But good old cousin Faye told us Ma would come in after lunch. You ain't in yet, Cousin Willie, though it's after lunch, an hour or more. Did you get yourself one of them here jobs, Willie? Have you joined the ranks? Then you are gainfully employed.
No, I didn't, Cousin Ed. No, I don't have a job. But that's not what I come here to talk about. Now, you say Ma ain't been here. Well, then she ain't talked to Sylvester, I guess.
Talk to Sylvester? And about what, if I may inquire? Good old Cousin Ma talks to Son Sylvester about lots of stuff. Son Sylvester is practically Cousin Ma's right hand, you might say. Right hand or left hand, me being the other hand, you might say.
I mean about that business deal that me and Evie went into. That mining stock Sylvester got for us. Maybe you don't know about it, Cousin Ed, but me and Evie took every cent we got in the world and we bought some stock in a mining company. Sylvester fixed it up for us. It's called the Little Giant Mining Corporation.
I know about it, Cousin Willie. Son Sylvester's a good boy. He don't do nothing without talking to his good old daddy about it. Real fine stuff you got there, Cousin Willie. You said good old Cousin Ma was supposed to talk to Sylvester about it?
Yeah, only I guess...
But Cousin Ma don't know nothing about that business deal, Cousin Willie. That business deal was a secret. for good and sufficient reasons, which right now I don't have to tell you about them. It was a secret, Cousin Ed.
I know that, Cousin Ed, and as far as I'm concerned, it's still a secret, except for a couple of other people, Ma and Faye. You see, I ain't had a paycheck for weeks and weeks now, Cousin Ed, and me and Abby are just about...
Never mind about your new paycheck. Let me get this straight. You went and told Cousin Ma and Cousin Faye about your deal?
I couldn't help it, Cousin Ed, and anyhow, I don't like keeping secrets from Ma. Ma's been real nice to me, and so when she...
You ain't been glad to Cousin Ma about it? You ignorant little ignoramus! You ain't got the horse sense to fit into a horse! Sylvester! Come, Sylvester! Stop whatever you're doing out there and come along and quit! So you ain't been glad. Why, I got a mind to teach you a lesson that you'll never forget as long as you live.
Well, what's the matter? Well, what harm is there in telling Ma? And what did you just call me? Are you calling me names?
No, I ain't calling you names. I'm putting roses and $20 gold pieces all over you, but...
You're calling me names, Patrick?
Are you being sarcastic?
Be quiet, you dope. Yes, I'm calling you, Sylvester. Get the lead out of your ears and get in here. Go on and blab into Cousin Moore. Now ain't this fine. Now ain't this just lovely.
But what's the matter? Listen, I've got a problem, Cousin Ed, and I've simply got to face it. I've been out of work now for weeks and weeks, and I need some money. All I want to know is...
Some fellas get work, and some fellas don't get work. Some fellas deserve to get work. And other fellas go around blabbing their business to every Tom and Dick Harry years. I ain't got time to worry about you and your troubles, Cousin Willie. Sylvester, I said get in there! Get in there fast!
But what's the matter? Listen... I don't let nobody talk to me like that.
What's the matter, Popsy? You sound like you've been stung by a bumblebee. Why, and here's Cousin Willie. How's good old Cousin Willie?
Your father here is real sore about something, and I ain't sure that I like his attitude.
He ain't sure he likes my attitude. Listen to this, son Sylvester. This genius here. He's gone and blabbed everything to Cousin Moore and to Cousin Faye. And what do we do now, may I ask?
You stop using that word blab, Cousin Ed Hammaker. I don't like it. I didn't blab nothing. Anyhow, that ain't what I'm here to talk about. Now listen, Cousin Sylvester.
Yes, Willie, I am listening. Popsy, you shouldn't use words like that to good old Cousin Willie. Why, good old Cousin Willie's our pal. Do I understand that good old Cousin Willie's passed some information on to the other cousins? Cousin Ma and... Cousin Faye?
I'll tell you the way it was. I was walking down the street...
And we don't want to know the way it was. We're just interested in what you was jackass enough to go and do. Action, not words. Sylvester, this here pal has gone and told Cousin Ma and Cousin Faye about the little giant mining corporation. About his investment.
So what? So what?
Cousin Willie went and told Cousin Ma and told Cousin Faye about our little investment? That was very naughty of you, Cousin Willie. You broke your promise. You promised me you wouldn't tell nobody, and now you've gone back on your word.
But you don't understand. I got a big problem. I'm broke. I've been out of a job now for weeks and weeks, and I need money. Now, listen, I'm here to ask you, Cousin Sylvester, is there any possible way I can start getting some money back from the little giant mining
company? But we've got problems, too, Cousin Willie. You went and told good old Cousin Ma and good old Cousin Faye everything about our investment, huh? Mentioning my name, Cousin Willie?
Of course I mentioned your name. You're the one who fixed up the deal.
Very interesting, Cousin Willie. Very interesting indeed.
Son Sylvester, the volcano blows up and my own flesh and blood stands there and all he says is, very interesting. Don't you realize what this means? Cousin Ma's on to us now. Cousin Ma and Cousin Faye both. This is the end of everything. You've been fat, no good. You and your fancy ideas, mining corporations. You're the one who got me into it, and you're the one who said everything's going to be all right. You're the one...
Popsy, shut up. Watch your language. That's because we got to switch plans. Don't mean you got to blow your top.
Hey, wait a minute. Just a minute. There ain't nothing wrong with that investment, I hope. What do you mean, Cousin Ed? Ma's on to you. Hey, that's good, ain't it?
Oh, this boy's gonna be the death of me if we could get a million out of him. You stop doing so best. I'll turn my back and try to fix it.
Yeah, you do that, Popsy. I'll try to get the situation clear in my head. In response to your question, I stand before you and I, your cousin Sylvester, honestly say that stock's as good today as the day you bought it. Now, does that satisfy Cousin Willie? The stock's as good today as the day you bought it.
Well, I just need some money, Cousin Sylvester. And so that's why I'm here to ask you. When can me and Evie get some money, some of them profits?
Well, right now, I can't answer that question, Cousin Willie, because right now, me and Popsy got some thinking to do, so why don't you run along home, Cousin Willie? Hmm? Just run along home, and I'll call you up on the telephone, and I'll... Cousin Ma? Yeah, so I see it. Cousin Ma.
Hi, Ma.
Willie, son? I was looking for you, Willie. I'm glad you're here. Now we can all talk about it.
And go with Cousin Ed and go out to the shed and into the business of the person's lumber yard. You folks talk over whatever you got to talk over. good seeing you, Cousin Willie. Always a pleasure.
Sit down, Cousin Ed. I got a feeling that you should hear what I said.
Hmm?
I ain't happy about this. But anyway, it's time we learned the truth about things that's been going on. Cousin Sylvester, I understand that Willie here invested some money with me. I'd like to know more about that investment. And why? Why you didn't tell me the truth, Cousin Sylvester, when I asked you?
Telephones are buzzing, presses are roaring, and the airways are humming with today's great news about deep cleaning Octadol. News that means a sparkling, clean wash for you. Now, you can see how clean and white deep cleaning Octadol washes your clothes. You can feel how soft and fluffy your clothes are. You can even smell how clean they are after Octadol. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Octadol. Octadol reaches deep down into fibers for grimy dirt, loosens dirt, and floats it away. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Octadol at your dealers now in the same familiar Octadol package. And so, at long last, the question hangs up. Ma's question to the cousin. Why did you lie? Will the cousins be able to lie out of this one, too? Well, that's what Sylvester tries to do. Ma. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Octadol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same place. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Octadol.
Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.